Welcome to our service. Thank you so much for coming. Tonight, we are endeavoring onto a journey together into the intersection of the vertical silver cord with the horizontal of lineage and of existence and experience. So we're going to explore some themes around this. We're going to then move into an energy circle format. And then we're going to have an experience of attunement, listening pairs, and then we'll close in a circle. So we have a lot to move with tonight. One of the things I wanted to share with you guys tonight relates to a science called cymatics. Are you familiar with this, with cymatics? So I'd like to use cymatics as a metaphor, so to speak. So as some of you know, cymatics happens when seemingly inert matter becomes energized by frequency. So you can clearly see that there's an intersection of a vertical and a horizontal element in this. So I think it's useful in some way. And of course, there's this quote from Tesla that David used on Sunday. If you wish to understand the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So I'm going to be referencing this video on cymatics. It's actually one of the oldest videos on cymatics that's around, and it's one of the best. In the 60s, this was studied in Switzerland by Dr. Hans Jenny. So this is his material. So it's a little 1960s, but it's so worth it to me. So let's just start, and then I'll be pausing here and there to make comments about things to tie these together.
It is a film to describe to you and explain visually the effect of cymatic frequencies on texture, structure, water, oil. If you spare a little of your imagination as you watch this film as it runs, you will see many things that answer many questions. You will see living forms, living amoeba, almost animal-like creatures. You will see continents being formed, the earth itself coming into existence, explosions, eruptions, atomic explosions and bombs. You can see all this and watch it before your eyes. But everything owes its existence solely and completely to sound. Sound is the factor which holds it together. Sound is the basis of form and shape.
So the TV is telling us we need to hurry up with this. It's only giving us a few minutes of operability at a time for some reason. So I'm going to finish playing this, and then I'll pause on some of the parts that are coming up, because there's something really specific I think might be useful for us.
How creation took shape. If we put that into the modern idiom and say that into the great voids of space came a sound, and the matter took shape. Please watch it carefully.
Okay, so what you're seeing here is sand on a plate that's being vibrated with sound. So you can see that at this particular frequency, this sand will form what Dr. Hans calls standing waves. So when it's still like this, it's a standing wave made of particles that just somehow know how to align themselves based on the frequency and the resonance and the material that they are. So for us as a community and as servers and as beings of love, we get moved into the places and the situations that we need to be in. But what you see also is as the intensity of what I'm referring to as the silver cord, as the intensity of that spiritual connection comes in, those patterns start to shift. So right now, all those pieces of sand know where they belong. Oh, I missed it. But did you see the shift? Like, there's this period where in between two frequencies where the sand locks into the pattern, there's a period of dissonance. So in those moments of dissonance, there's a great encouragement from the cosmos, from the spiritual cord, that there's a higher complexity of the pattern that's unfolding. Suddenly, everything has shifted. So I'm going to play just a little more, however much this TV will give us, and then we'll move forward.
We can also use different shapes of plate. Here we have a triangular plate with a crystal attached to its underside, and produce a sonorous fit. We change to a higher note and see a rather more complicated figure. Likewise on a steel plate, is also produced by vibration. The exciting crystal is attached to the upper corner of the plate. We use sand and lycopodium. The lycopodium moves to the center of the fields and takes up circular shapes.
So this is also what I was alluding to earlier, is that as the silver cord moves into each of us based on our uniqueness, the type of places that we gravitate to are different. And so we'd love to explore some of this today with our beautiful uniqueness and powerful vertical movement.
Forms the lines. Each material has its own special way of behaving. Lycopodium alone, a sonorous figure, transition to a mobile flowing phase, and back again to the figure. The sonorous figures represent stationary waves, but now we can also observe moving waves. Here, the sand is flowing in a current. wavelengths are short, these currents produce a rotary effect. Areas become defined in which the particles are actually rotating.
The cosmos. Beautiful, right? So let us now shift our seats to form a circle. I'm going to pull some of these things back a little bit so we can take whatever space we need to have a nice circle. Thank you very much. Let's move. I suddenly feel like I'm playing Duck Duck Goose here for a second. Okay, maybe I'll just see if I can slide in here. Are we all feeling slightly activated in our vertical connection? You can feel that in the room. So the next thing we're going to do is an energy circle. So this means that your left hand will be palm up, and your right hand will be palm down in a state of alignment with the people next to you. And see if you can feel the conscious movement of receiving through your left hand and giving through your right hand. And let that move in a circular fashion. As we're connecting in this way, I asked Gary to share a meditation with us.
Just let your eyes close down, allowing the body to be held by the chair. Feeling your body and all the muscles in it begin to relax. And take some deep breaths. Gently breathing in, filling in the bottom of the stomach, and then air up into the chest, opening the heart. And then exhaling from the air in the chest all the way out through the air in the stomach, pulling the navel back towards the spine. Full deep breaths. And as you do, bring your attention within to this invisible connection of source within you. And call forth a greater connection with your own inner presence, with a God force, connection to the energy of the universe. And actually invoke a higher spiritual frequency into your field, into your conscious awareness. You can invoke it. You can call it forth. It just takes desire and intention. As you begin to feel into this, let that frequency begin to fill you and repattern your own consciousness as you tune into these realms of higher frequency. Feel how they cause certain movements and shifts within your energy field and within your body. And breathe into that. Bringing these frequencies fully into your body, but staying present in your mental world, in this spiritual connection. Allow these frequencies to flow through you and out of you, through your hands, to the person next to you, opening a space to receive from the person on your other side. And imagine that there is a circular energy moving between our circle of hands. See it even as light, pure white light. And this begins to speed up, increasing in force and mass, until our circle is a blinding ring of pure light moving between us as it pillows into a bubble. See a sphere coming out of our circle. And as the sphere grows throughout this room, and actually throughout this building, let your awareness begin to follow. As this light grows beyond this building throughout this entire community, bringing with it all of these heavenly frequencies, our light grows even further throughout the county, through the valley, across northern Colorado and the state. See our light growing and encompassing even more, spreading these heavenly frequencies which we carry till the country, the entire earth is surrounded in our vibrating white light. Knowing that all forms of life and matter are reconfiguring and recalibrating as we are connecting in higher frequency. Imagine a great blessing coming forth and spreading through the world, infusing itself into this earth through our frequencies, and giving thanks for that blessing. And now in gratitude, begin to draw the attention back as our light begins to recede, letting go of its embrace of the earth, moving back to this continent, to this country, this state, bringing our awareness and attention back to this valley, Sunrise Ranch, this building, this room, this circle, this body. Feel yourself in your body, and whatever vibrational changes are present, give thanks and blessing for them. And as we come fully back into this present moment of here, now, in this time and space, you can let the hands fall gently down to the side, disconnecting, but knowing that these frequencies in this circle of light continues on.
I'd like to have a one-word check-in with this. Name one quality of spirit that you know as the light grows. Anybody can start. And then we'll just go clockwise. One word. Just name one quality that you know when the light grows.
Purity.
Curiosity.
Penetration.
Yum. Truth.
Generosity.
Mystery.
Limitlessness.
Vividness.
Radiance.
Ease.
Bliss.
Compassion.
Powerful.
Forgiveness.
Union. Light.
Grace.
Steady.
Peace.
Continuity.
Guidance.
Care.
Assurance.
Love.
Love.
Resonance. Sight.
Vision.
Peaceful.
Cleansing.
Clarity.
Oneness.
Kindness.
Now, with all of these spirits that we have named, these qualities that become magnified as our light grows, let us come back to the energy circle position for just another minute or so and chant these qualities of spirit into our atmosphere and into all of those wide containers that we touched into in our meditation. Of attunement at this time. Thank you, John.
I'd like to read a few words from Martin Exeter from Letters for Living. And by the way, these are available, there's seven volumes. So I looked up on the index on the seventh volume, something on the silver cord. So these are a few words of Martin that were sent to people who were part of the ministry, maybe still are part of the ministry years ago. And I think they capture in a beautiful way some of the essence of what is the nature of the silver cord. And then we can move into some time of attunement. As necessary, consideration has been given to the subject of the silver cord in a number of my classes and services over the years. So there is no lack of information on this matter. But, as usual, it is the actual experience of the truth of it for oneself that is important. This is completely dependent upon that true quality of living by reason of the fact of what may be called the silver cord. This may be described as a focalization of vibrational substance, providing the connection between spirit and the seven glands of the endocrine system, from pineal to gonads. It is presumably described as a cord because of the various strands which make this connection possible. When this is loosed, the connection is broken between spirit and form, thereby establishing the moment of death for the form. Regardless of arguments as to when death is supposed to have occurred from the clinical standpoint, as long as the cord remains intact, the body is not dead, regardless of how it may appear. The silver cord does not relate alone to individual human beings, but has other applications in the collective sense. All this, while interesting, has little meaning merely as mental knowledge. In fact, it may open up a field of useless argument. What is always important is one's own true quality of living and the extent of his consistent experience of it. So perhaps tonight we can explore some of the individual and collective implications of that without me having to say a lot, but leading us through. And I would suggest that we work in groups of three tonight. So very often we work as two, as in attunement. But I suggest tonight we work in threes, with one person working through the endocrine glands and the other person holding the pattern, holding the substance, holding a steady foundation, working through the ankles or the knees or the joints. So I think we'll see where we go with that. And just as I and you remain open to allowing the generation of the silver cord to happen, intensify, we'll see what happens. So I would invite you to pair up or work in threes, actually, okay? Pair up in threes. All right? So, and maybe we'll have a center grouping here, and we'll just do it in a way that we all move together with it. So I would invite someone to come with me, two people to come with me into the center. One person standing, and the other person could be sitting on the floor or working in a chair, depending on, you know, if your back hurts or something. So the other person who is your partner, your attunement partner, is going to be working through the ankles or the knees to offer support as the other person works through the endocrine system. So first we'll start with the cervicals, balancing like we always do, going through balancing the cervicals, making sure we're centered. Presence is everything for us. And now moving to the pineal, which is our connection with the silver cord. The person who is assisting in the attunement can work with the ankles, work with the knees, other joints of the body. So we're doing a bit of experimenting, gaining proficiency in attunement. Where is the current optimized, you might say, as we continue this in this evening? Now moving to the pituitary. It's also possible to work with the wrist, the person who is assisting. So joints of the body are very good receptacle places for that type of energy. And you're working in agreement with the person who's the primary server. Now down to the thyroid, our connection with life. I'm going to suggest we come back to the cervical pattern, the point of balance, and we'll let someone else exchange attunement. So all three of us will get a chance tonight. We might move a little more quickly, but everyone will get a chance to be in each position. So giving thanks for this experience of being with these blessed ones. And I invite you to change positions in your team of three. And repeat the process. Mm-hmm. We can come to stillness and then begin to work with the cervical pattern of the person who is sitting down. And the other person can work with the knees or through the ankles. for example? Moving up to the pituitary again, our connection with the silver cord. Pituitary, so from the pineal to the pituitary. To the thyroid, our connection with the spirit of life. And then back to the point of balance, coming back to the cervical pattern, giving thanks for this time with this special one, or these special ones. And we'll switch again, okay? And moving from a point of presence and thankfulness for the one we're with, moving into feeling that radiation, that establishing, helping establish balance in the life current, moving through the cervical pattern. Now to the pineal contact point. How does it feel to work in partnership with three? Actually, more than three, because we are doing this collectively as a whole group. Now to the pituitary, our contact with the spirit of the womb. And now to the thyroid, our contact point with the spirit of life. We each may say, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And now back to the point of balance, the cervical pattern. And giving thanks for this opportunity to let the radiation of love go forth. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
So beautiful. Stay in your threes, stay in your groups of three, and arrange yourselves so you can have a conversation. We're going to, because of time, we're going to just have an open-ended group conversation. I'm going to have Rude introduce a question that we're going to focus a group conversation around for 5 minutes.
So stay in that space of that atmosphere where you hear the tone of silence, where you hear that frequency, and be one moment with yourself in the group of three, just one moment with yourself, where you translate the experience you had till now, that frequency, that feeling, that atmosphere, into words. And the words will be that you share will be about how do I bring this tone introduced by the descending incarnation of the silver cord in our body of endocrine glands. How do you translate that to your daily world? How will that tone magnify your intention, your being, your work in your life? And when that tone frequency translates itself in that beautiful structure like semantics into words that we can share, then let's do that and let's take these 5 minutes for now. Just give each other the space. We're gonna gently conclude. Just take half a minute to conclude your discussion.
I could feel it, you know, in my consciousness. That is very interesting to see the shift that happened, at least in
back in the circle, huh? And then please move back in the circle.
We are at the bottom of the hour, but I'd love to just come back to circle and conclude to bring the spirit of the sacredness into our evening. So while we're setting up, I'll just introduce the very last thing that we'll do. Not entirely sure what it will be yet, but I'm thinking to do a checkout, similarly with passing the mic, with just one sentence, starting with the word may, So it could be, may I, may we, may all humanity, may all beings, etc., etc. And to express the sacredness that we touched tonight and how we would like to integrate that into our living. So one sentence starting with the word may. Anybody can start. We'll hand them the mic.
May silence infuse the presence.
May I and we do this and know how to do this more and more.
May we all do this together.
May we all truly see one another through eyes of love.
May life move through me with great intensity.
May I never fail to pay attention to the light so that I might bring it more abundantly.
May this world light up with the light of the highest love.
May we always remember.
May we always continue to discover the truth of our oneness.
May we all hold more light because of the work that we've done tonight.
May we get this job done.
May peace be with us.
May we be the light of the world because we are perceptive to who we are as one body.
May the tender honoring and quiet love that was flowing tonight carry into our week.
May we never forget the preciousness of radiant love.
May we rest into the gifts of the winter.
May we be the change we wish to see in the world.
May we continue to elevate each other and all of humanity.
May we each fulfill our greatest potentials and give our greatest gifts to the world.
May we all continue together on this beautiful path.
May love continually flow through us.
May we magnify the life-affirming energy of the all that is.
May we always be aware of the power of our vibrational energy shifting patterns in others.
May the energy of this circle move throughout humanity.
May all beings be filled with the love and light that is God within us.
May we all be receivers of love as much as we are givers of that universal love.
May we all learn to love and embrace ourselves, especially those parts that we don't even recognize yet.
May I stay with you in filling out the field.
May we meet in presence again and again and again, radiating out.
May we all be free of all afflictions of body, mind, and emotions.
May the courageous flow of grace continue among us.
May we all see the divine light in each person.
May all be known and loved.
May we each integrate ever more expansive currents of attunement into the patterns of and rhythms of our daily living. Thank you, each one. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Rude. Thank you, John. Have a wonderful evening. Be safe out there.